Andy, welcome back.
It's always good to be here to talk about the Olympics.
You know, things are heating up in Sochi, and I'm not just talking about the weather, which everyone's talking about there, those unseasonable temperatures. We have some incredible stuff that's happening for regional athletes and some more disappointing things. It looks like in the men's 4x10K relay, not a great result for some of our local competitors.
Now, that was a tough race for Andy Newell of Shaftesbury. He was the lead leg in that competition and struggled with dehydration and overheating in the really, really warm 50-degree temperatures, and came in 15th out of 16 in the first leg and really kind of took the U.S. out of the race. They wound up finishing 11th, and Andy's status for future races in the Olympics are uncertain right now, to see how well he recovers from his dehydration.
On the women's side, a lot of us were looking to East Montpelier's Liz Stephen for some hopes in bringing a medal for the 4x5 relay team there. What happened?
Well, Liz actually had a very strong race. She was the third leg and did well. But this race fell apart again in the very opening leg for the U.S. with Keegan Randall, who is their top cross-country woman skier, had another catastrophic performance and just fell way off the pace at the beginning. And the U.S. was never in contact or never a factor after the opening leg.
What's interesting, though, is that there were some best performances ever for athletes who didn't necessarily medal.
Yes, start with Sophie Caldwell of Peru. She was sixth in the freestyle sprint cross-country race. Lowell Bailey of Lake Placid, who followed one of his worst performances with a 38th finish by coming in eighth in the biathlon in the 20-kilometer individual pursuit, which was the U.S. best. And Susan Dunkley from Barton had a 14th in the 7.5K biathlon sprint, which was another best for the U.S. Susan, unfortunately, was not able to duplicate that performance in the 15-kilometer race, where she finished 34th, primarily because of some poor shooting. She missed five targets. But on the flip side, Hannah Dreisigacker of Craftsbury and Morrisville, who had had a very off performance in the 7.5K, finished 23rd out of 82 in the 15-kilometer race, which was a breakout performance for her.
Now, there were some incredible performances for regional local athletes, and you got to look first to Bodie Miller, and you talk about men's alpine and the Super G. He earns a bronze medal, but not just him. Another performer maybe surprised people even more.
Well, it was a big weekend for Lake Placid. Andrew Weibrecht is one of these guys who just shows up for the Olympics, it seems. He was a surprise bronze medalist in Super G in 2010 in Vancouver. But then for the last 4 years, has just been star-crossed with injuries, with his shoulders, with his ankles, and he's just not been able to do anything on the World Cup circuit, and actually was a long shot to make this Olympic team. Then he comes through with a performance of his life and wins silver in the Super G just ahead of Bodie. He was considering perhaps giving up the sport after these Olympics. Now he may reconsider and see if he can keep it going.
And he only missed gold by 0.3 seconds. Now, in contrast to that, and it was excruciating to watch, Stratton Mountain's own Academy grad, Lindsay Jacobellis, hoping for redemption after what happened in Italy 2006 and again falling in 2010. She had the lead in the semifinals, and this race looked like she was going to the final. What happened?
Oh, bad luck, bad karma. You feel for Lindsay. As you said, Mitch, she appeared to be in terrific shape and was going to go forward to the finals with a great chance at a medal, and then she just came off of a jump wrong and crashed, and it's over, and that's the agony of defeat, as they say in these things.
Do you think she'll come back, though? I mean, she's torn her ACL. She's battled back. You see someone like Bodie Miller, who at 36 can still win. Do you think she'll give it another try?
She'll be in her early 30s in 2018. It's possible. These sports are still kind of evolving, and it's something that she might stick with.
Okay, Andy, we got to talk hockey now. We head towards the medal rounds of the men's hockey tournament. The seedings here are fascinating. Sweden is the number one seed. The U.S. are second seeded. Canada, 3. Finland, 4th. Finland has been playing very well. Host Russia made just the 5 seed. They needed overtime recently to beat Slovakia, just 1-0. They've got to play their way into the medal round by beating Norway first. Folks in Russia, are they a little nervous right now?
I think so. I think the pressure for Russia to perform on home ice has been just overwhelming. And, of course, we know with the NHL is such a global sport now, and there are so many talented NHL veterans scattered among these Olympic teams that there are 5 teams that could easily win a gold.
But Canada, too. I mean, folks are wondering, where's the offense? They beat Finland 2-1. Both goals for Canada were scored by a defenseman, Drew Doughty of the LA Kings. Where's Sidney Crosby? Where's Rick Nash? These high-powered names that we hear about. Canada looks, even though they're the third seed, they look like they're struggling a little.
The offense has been missing in action, Mitch. You're right. It's hard to say what the drought is. Our two locals, Martin St-Louis and Patrick Sharp from UVM, have not made much of a dent yet, but it's early. They dropped to the three seed because they needed overtime to be filling, but don't count them out yet.
Now, let's look ahead a little bit. Burke Mountain Academy's rising superstar, Mikayla Shiffrin, is on the slopes today. What are her chances?
Mikayla Shiffrin is 18, and these are her first Olympics, and yet she is a wunderkind. The giant slalom, which is competing today, is something she is just getting her toes in the water a bit. She's made two podiums in the World Cup this year. Don't be surprised if she winds up on the podium here, but really pay attention on Friday when she goes in the slalom. That's her. She is the best slalom skier in the world at 18, and she got all of her training at Burke Mountain Academy with Kirk Dwyer up there shepherding her way, and with her parents' support and guidance. She is a true prodigy in this sport.
Sports correspondent Andy Gardner, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.